James, is that 2 points lost?
No, I don't think so. I think it's when you look at maybe the few that Derry had, you know, skimming across our 6 yard box, and I was particularly pleased. Although we scored 2 goals in the first half, obviously we conceded 2, but I was particularly pleased with the second half and the way we had a better shape and we looked to keep the ball a wee bit better and use it a wee bit better, and you know, that was very pleasing in the second half. And you know, at the same time, we were always looking to try and nick one. You know, we by no means did we come in here to, you know, a bit of chat during the week about spoiling the party and all this year. Absolutely not. You know, by no means did we come in here for a draw. You know, people have said we have very little at stake, so, and that's true, because we came in and played maybe with that wee bit of freedom that offers you, you know, and we came in and tried to play Derry and trying to get the 3 points. So we got a point. You know, we would have been happy with 3, surely, but we're happy with the point and more so probably the performance.
Is there a game plan when you come in here?
Well, it's easy. It's not easy, but it kind of is. When you're playing Derry, you know their players so well. When you're playing, and I'm sure it's the same for them, you know their players so well. And that was actually pretty disappointing on the night in the manner that, you know, we conceded probably the first goal, where, you know, Patrick McElhinney, he's at his most dangerous when he's cutting inside and running at people. And you know, we'd set up and we'd done a bit of work on that to stop him doing that. So that was disappointing. So them things, you know, you know the individuals, and you know, they're very dangerous. And the main thing was that obviously playing in front of us such a big crowd that we didn't let them get a momentum and get their tails up and get the crowd behind them. You know, obviously when they got their goals back, then the noise levels went up, but I thought we coped with that really well. And then in the second half, you know, as the game went on and Derry were having a few near misses, you know, the crowd started maybe, you know, getting a wee bit frustrated. So that was perfect for us, you know.
Look back in the season, what have you learnt? What has the season taught you or told you?
Well, we need to defend better and we need to score more, you know. A lot of good play in between. Just, you know,
there are more pluses than negatives.
There is for me. Oh, absolutely. You know, probably from a fan's point of view, you know, I don't know. They'll have, you know, there's a lot of different opinions there. You know, there's people who go there every week, you know, diehard fans. They can see what's happening. You know, they can see young players getting better. And then you have the ones that just want you to win every week with the team that we have, and it's not realistic, you know. And you know, so there's a different opinion, and everybody's entitled to an opinion. My opinion is players have certainly got better as the season's gone on. You know, when I talk about, people don't like to hear me say we have a young team, you know, but I don't mean young in age, I mean young in first division experience. You know, like a lot of them boys have 30, 40, you know, 50, they're all around 30, 40, 50 games played, you know, and that's not a lot, and a lot of them are sub-appearances and that there. So I think, you know, obviously you're probably looking at reaping the benefits of a tough, hard year this year. You're looking at reaping the benefits next year. These boys, hopefully, if they stay together and the club manage to keep them, you know, this year will stand them in great stead.